This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us three buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty rose for the fourth consecutive session to close at 9,826 on June 1st. From the recent bottom of 8,806, Nifty negated the bearish development of the island reversal pattern, which was formed on April 4, 2020. The index has recovered 13% to 9,931 level in 9 trading sessions. It has surpassed the crucial resistance of its previous top, placed at 9,889 on the daily charts, which has confirmed higher top and higher bottom formation on the daily charts. Nifty has also formed rounding bottom formation on the daily charts, which augurs well for the medium-term uptrend. The next resistance for the index is seen at 9,970 and 10,550, which happens to be 50% and 61.8% retracements of the entire fall seen from January 2020 to March 2020. Nifty has reached above its 20 and 50 days exponential moving average levels and also closed above the Bollinger upper band on the daily charts. Indicators and oscillators like RSI and MACD have turned bullish on the short-term charts. The number of stocks above 200-day moving average from the NSE 500 index is still below 20%, which indicates that the breadth of the market is oversold and the chances of bounce in the stocks from mid-cap and small-cap segments seem high. The rally in large caps has sustained and it is time for mid-caps and small-caps to see a catch-up rally. Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices have broken out from the consolidation pattern on their daily charts. There is also a bullish flag pattern breakout on weekly charts of both the indices. We cannot rule out the possibility of mid-cap and small-cap indices outperforming the large-cap index in the coming weeks. Mid-cap cement and auto ancillary sectors can do well. The analyst believes that the positional trend of the market has turned bullish. However, looking at the steep rise in Nifty, it is advisable to utilize short-term dips to accumulate longs. Mid-cap and small-cap stocks can be seen for building long positions at the current level. Support for the Nifty is seen in the range of 9,500 to 9,580. Upside targets for Nifty are expected at 9,970 and 10,550 for the June F&O expiry. Here are three buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Apollo Tyre is the first call with a target price of Rs. 118 and stop loss of Rs. 96. Upside potential for this call is 13%. The stock has broken out from the consolidation pattern which was seen during the last 4 weeks. It has closed above the upper band of the Bollinger, which shows the sign of momentum in the uptrend. The auto sector has been outperforming and now auto ancillary and tire stocks are also showing strength on the charts. Indicators and oscillators have turned bullish on the short-term charts. Indian Oil Corporation is the second call with a target price of Rs. 96 and stop loss of Rs. 78. Upside potential for this call is 11%. The stock formed a bullish hammer candlestick pattern on the monthly charts ending May 29, 2020. Oil and gas sector has revived from the bottom and oil marketing companies look more convincing on the charts. The stock has closed above the short-term moving average resistance. It has also developed a rounding bottom formation on the daily charts. Cadila Healthcare is the third call with a target price of Rs. 375 and stop loss of Rs. 333. Upside potential for this call is 7%. Pharma is the one sector that had been performing well when the market was falling and it is holding the strength when the market has turned bullish. For the last 8 weeks, the stock has been witnessing consolidation with dry volumes. However, the stock is getting back its momentum, which was earlier seen in the month of April 2020. Moving average and oscillator setup has been strong on the daily and weekly charts. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.